to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the dangerous intersection of free speech. You got to watch out. And if, you know, you try to run the yellow light, who knows? In fact, I always run red lights, right? And the guy next to me said, "Why did you run that red light?" I said, "Well, my brother always runs red lights, right?" And I kept on going and ran another red light. And the guy said, "Well, why did you run that red light?" I said, "Well, my brother always runs red lights." And so then I get to this other intersection and I stop at the red light. And the guy next to me says, "Why did you stop at this red light?" And I say, "Because my brother might be coming down the other road." Or
bro,
maybe not. No. Sorry, I messed it up. It's the green light I stopped at. Okay. Anyway.
How about the roundabout?
Maybe I will selectively edit that. I could edit it to make it sound like I told a funny joke. But anyway. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed fundage. But wait, there's more. There are other ways to send badly needed fundage, Jeremy.
Mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 02, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to Mike or Julie or Sam, and they will take your money. You know, I was thinking, too, it's the roundabout of free speech. You know, you got to get out there in the roundabout, but you kind of got to watch. You got to, like, look to your left as you get out in the middle of it. Make sure nobody's gunning. Also, when I was living in San Antonio, it's the suicide ramp of free speech. You got to watch it, man. Free speech.
Do they have a suicide ramp?
In San Antonio, they did. Now, that was 20 years ago, but you get out on these ramps and you could be hit by a truck. You got to watch what you're doing. In RBN, there's so much free speech. You could just be blindsided by free speech. That's how rampant free speech rages on this network.
There you go. All right. So today is, you know what else it is? This is the backwards time machine of free speech, because we're recording this show, my Wednesday show, before part two. We're recording part two of Patrick and Jeremy before part one.
Chris Scott!
Did that just blow your mind?
I'm blown. So we're going back to the future. Like, we're recording tonight on Tuesday, but it's actually tomorrow on Wednesday. And then we're going to go do my show live on Tuesday in like 45 minutes.
Yeah. And, you know, so there's some things that, okay. One thing I want to talk about tonight, whether we talk about more in this show or more in your show, is, the furor of white supremacy, which is Kanye West. And I want to talk about him, but also this dirty bomb stuff is good too. And I do plan on maybe Thursday or Friday doing a fuller breakdown of the Kanye cost, where Kanye cost totally, or where Kanye totally Kanye costed this guy named Lex Fridman, who is somebody who apparently has a big podcast. I'd never heard of him. And that will be worth going into detail, but maybe we can talk a little bit about that. Have you heard about this podcast?
No, please fill us in.
Okay. So there's this Jew. Okay. So this Jew walks into a bar, right?
No. Oh, there's God. This Jew.
Oh, God. And apparently he studied AI, artificial intelligence at MIT. I don't know if his academic credentials are inflated or not or what, because I just heard of this guy for the first time today, I think, unless it was late last night. I think it was today. Anyway, so apparently he's somebody who is a satellite of Joe Rogan. Rogan, okay. Well, I look at that guy and he's got a chrome dome and I think of Rogan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, so he's in orbit around Joe Rogan. I believe Joe Rogan moved himself to Austin, Texas, and so this guy, who supposedly is some sort of researcher at MIT, which is in Boston, but he doesn't live in Boston, he lives in Austin, in order to pick up Joe Rogan's sloppy seconds. Right? So people who were on the Rogan podcast, which he does live, I mean, he does face to face, right? People come into Austin, sits down across the table. And what does he have in the background? Does he have like a Chuck Norris poster or something? He's got some martial arts stuff in the background.
He's been known to smoke a doob too. He's been known to smoke a doob.
Yeah. And he smoked a doob with Elon Musk. Right. Not a good idea. Not in front of the kids.
Please.
And so then, you know, sometimes these people like, Zuckerberg and other people who are big shots who go on the Joe Rogan podcast will then go the next day. They'll go on to the Lex Luthor. Is that his name? No, Lex Friedman podcast. So that's who this guy is. And apparently he's been, whereas maybe 4 or 5 years ago, he had fewer subscribers on YouTube than yours truly. Now he's like one of the biggest podcasters in the world, but of course he's a Jew. So he's not going to get kicked off the YouTube like I did.
The Friedman, right?
Yeah, the Friedman. So Kanye was on his show, or Ye as he's called nowadays, I guess. And basically, Friedman's entire thing was to try to get Kanye to apologize. And I haven't been able to listen to it yet. I've heard a lot of descriptions. I did watch one tiny clip. I brought up one clip where I knew they were going to be talking about the Holocaust, and I just went to some random spot. And in this random spot that I just happened to land on, Kanye says something about the Jewish media. And Lex says, why do you say the Jewish media? Why don't you just say the media? And Kanye says, yeah, I know. It's kind of redundant, isn't it? Or
I think your dog had something to say about the Jewish media.
My dog has a lot to say. And Kanye says, oh, you're saying it's redundant, right? And he says, no. And Kanye says, well, I'm saying it's redundant. The Jewish media is redundant. And then let's see, what else do we have?
Something that we broached real quick, just on that topic, something we broached or breached on my Monday night show with Richard Carey and Greg McGill. It's a shame that we have to have Kanye speak out for us. And even though I appreciate like the comments and the anti-Semitic comments and all that, wouldn't it be a refreshing if a white person could speak out that's articulated and that can lay this stuff out like David Duke used to do when they put it, bring him on the media? But we don't have that because they completely, push him off into the corner. So we don't have that. They're giving all their attention to Kanye. Yeah.
But we really need to be appreciative of Kanye. I never listened to his music, regardless of what might have been in his music, regardless of, you know, what might have been in his marriage or whatever. Somebody, you know, beggars can't be choosers, right? And we don't have much time left, and nobody's doing this. He's done it, and he does have the platform. He can't be ignored. And while he, you know, there was a caller to Mike Rivera's show, I think it was. No, the Farron show, who was saying that Kanye should start listening to David Duke, so it'd have a lot of facts at his command. Which is, yeah, okay, but Kanye's still making really good points. But more than making good points, because a lot of this is really pretty obvious. The discussion of Jewish power, then it just begs the investigation of Jewish power. Jewish power is built on a foundation of, it's like a deck of, like a house of cards. It's because it's built on a foundation of nobody noticing. And, well, right?
Yeah. I was just going to make a point. With his billionaire status, like, he has rubbed elbows with these people. So he's very aware.
Oh, yeah, he's very aware.
Yeah.
So here's something. This is a quote, and I'm seeing this from somebody's tweet or whatever. And so Lex Friedman says, all the a-holes who effed you over in the music industry are not Jews. And Kanye says, they are Jews. And Lex says, they are individuals. but Kanye, he didn't back down. And what else do we have? And Lex says, why do you keep saying Jewish? And Kanye says, because they were. And so, like, and Kanye really starts pushing back because Lex Luthor, Lex whatever, Friedman, keeps, like, bringing up the Holocaust. Don't you understand how, you know, if you start talking about this, the next thing you know, you got the 6 million? And Kanye was like, I'm talking about things that are really happening today, and you keep talking about the 1930s. So, you know, I know I can't do this justice. And I take it on very good authority of two people who are more familiar with this interview, because I haven't heard it yet, that this really was epic. And the analysis I heard was that, here's the thing, that blacks were weaponized against whites. And especially nowadays, they're being used as a major part of the replacement. Now, they can't, you know, there's not enough high-functioning blacks to replace whites as in management, right, and in the sciences. So they're bringing over Asians, they're bringing over Indians and Chinamen, and you know they're bringing in all these Mexicans and other random people from Latin America and elsewhere to work in the trades. And but what the blacks offer, because the blacks have been here as long as the Anglo-American project has been going on, just about, is, you know, they can replace us in history. They can replace us, as in entertainment, right? So entertainment's all black. Advertisement's all black. The country, this was a black country. And so they can replace us in terms of like some sort of legitimate claim to this country and its history. A claim that obviously, recent immigrants don't have, and even Jews who are relative newcomers don't have. But the blacks have that. They have been here since, you know, early 1600s, right? So they have this certain legitimacy, but they've been instilled with a sense of victimhood, and also they've been instilled with a sense of power, because a lot of these blacks who are in the, you know, big positions in the entertainment industry and sports, right? They're not running the industries, but they're the stars. And, you know, they believe in their own, they believe to some sort of extent in their own power. But then, of course, their own experiences is they get really, really rich. They have a whole bunch of Jews around them, lawyers and accountants and agents. And then they go bankrupt. And then they have to sell, you know, their record royalties, the rights to their records to the Jews, and anything that they really did produce winds up being in the hands of Jews anyway. And so a lot of them are really resentful. But Kanye in particular, I mean, Kanye's Kanye's out there, and, you know, some of the things Kanye says is kind of like black stuff. But, you know, he's not framing his own gripes in terms of being kept down by the white man. It's being kept down by the Jew. And he's going to be hard to shut up. He has taken a lot of hits because, say, Nike and Adidas and The Gap and all these other, and most of the money apparently he's made has not been from music, but it's been from his fashion and his fashion business. And, you know, they're cutting him out, but he's not backing down. And he's so big that you know, people have to take a side. You know, if they're just squashing you or me or whatever, people don't have to take a side. But he's so big that people are going to be pushed to pick a side. Are you with Kanye or are you with the Jews? And, you know, not very many people have been too, like, Trump is a little bit on the fence, but he's leaning towards Kanye. So I don't know. I've been talking for a while. I invite your response.
It's interesting because these people, the blacks, that the Jews have empowered, and I mean, straight out of the ghetto, straight out of Compton, whatever. And they've given them this platform, and they think that the Jews think that they can manipulate the blacks to toe the line. And here's this one that has stepped out of line. You know, you can't kill Farrakhan because pretty much from the beginning of his career, I mean, wasn't Farrakhan mentored by Malcolm X or something like that? I mean, they've always.
Yeah, he was in the same organization with Malcolm X. I guess his real mentor, both of their mentors, were Elijah Muhammad.
So I guess my point is that, you know, Malcolm X is put basically in the same category as David Duke, someone that has always spoke out against Jewish power. They've always tried to marginalize them. Anytime they've given them a platform, whether it be Duke or Malcolm X, you know, that they've spoken out. And so these, you know, as much as we think of Dr. Duke, they're not giving him a platform. They can't ignore Kanye. They've given him this platform. He has billions of dollars. And now he's, you know, speaking out on this topic. One thing I wanted to run by you. Let me run this by you. Let's go down this rabbit hole, if you will. Mm-hmm. There are some people that say, well, this is all a show. So let's go down this. Let's follow it to conclusion. What if it is all a show? If it's all a show, if Kanye's in on it with Trump, what is the Jewish dominated establishment hoping to, what are they hoping to accomplish by allowing him to speak out on these topics? Could it be, are they wanting to have an excuse to crack down further on our freedom of speech by saying, look, here's this black man that's doing anti-Semitic comments and remarks. Therefore, we should crack down further on the internet. I mean, you've heard this. I mean, you've heard many of our own politicians, you know, stating that that we should crack down further on the internet because of Kanye's anti-Semitic remarks. How would you respond to that?
If the person who's saying that this is like all some big show and Kanye's, you know, Kanye's been put up, he's in on it, he's been put up to this, it's being done on purpose, in order to crack down. I hope that person's listening because I want to say, yeah, actually, this is all a really big show, much bigger than you understand, because we're all in on it except for you. You're the only person who's not in on it. Did you see the Truman story? Because that was a documentary about your life. That's what I say.
It's as much as they've lied to us, you know, I can understand the point of view of it's all a show. And it's some of these same people that would say the whole Russia-Ukraine thing is all a show. But when someone finally stands up to the system with all their flaws considered, you know, it's difficult for you to accept that oh, look, someone's breaking away. Someone is breaking away from the system and standing up to it. It's really hard to come to terms with that when you realize that, you know, all of the lies that they've told us. It's kind of like we've discussed in the past. You start questioning one thing and it just leads to this whole questioning of, the whole system.
Well, I was flipping just now because I'm really just so tired of all of this. But I mean, your points are they're very legitimate. I just do get very tired of this. Here's the thing. David Duke has been going straight against the system, straight against Jewish power since he was a teenager, right? He's been over 50 years, well over 50 years now. He's been going straight up against it. And then, of course, for much shorter periods of time, we're doing that. And there's other people who are doing it. There are people we could name, out there in, podcast land or whatever. But the odds are very, very great. There's no way that one of us, or that we can, like, just from within, that we're going to be able to get some sort of movement going, that we're going to have some sort of leader who can just, from within, just going full on against the system is going to rise up. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's not very likely. I think what is more likely, it's still not a certainty, but what's more likely is somebody who had, because people like us get smushed before we can get to any kind of heights, before we can cross a threshold, before we can, you know, get to this critical mass of being able to garner attention. What I think is more likely, and what I would argue is what happened in Russia with Putin, is that somebody who's benefiting from the system, somebody who's really part of the system, then goes rogue. I think that's basically Putin. He was somebody who came up from within the system. He was put in place by Jewish power, and then he went rogue.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he's...
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Biden announced pardons for marijuana possession. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, Biden announced pardons for citizens convicted federally of possession of marijuana or convicted in Washington, D.C. Pardons do not apply to any other offense or to non-citizens. Biden also urged governors to do the same in their state. This mass pardon event might be a political stunt, something of an October surprise, but it also might be the best thing Biden has done. This is a prison release that I can actually get behind. I don't think anyone should be in prison for a nonviolent, victimless crime. Although an administration official said that there was currently nobody in federal prison solely for possession of marijuana, I'm sure the 6,500 people with federal convictions on record appreciate pardons. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Bingo's rogue. I think that's basically Putin. He was somebody who came up from within the system. He was put in place by Jewish power, and then he went rogue. And in a different kind of way, I think this is Kanye West. The thing is, he's so big that they have to try to smash him. But he's so big that trying to smash him attracts attention. And, yeah. You know, this is exactly the thing I was talking about 3 years ago. I've been all through 2019. I was saying the Jeffrey Epstein thing has the ability to do this because people will pay attention, not because Jeffrey Epstein was a household name, but because, you know, the story had sex in it and young girls and famous politicians. But once you pay a little bit of attention, then it's like, well, explain why is it that Jews have to control our politicians again. And with this Kanye thing, if they don't shut him up, he's got a big audience that he can just keep talking. He's got a big platform. And if they do try to shut him up, that attracts attention. And they can't argue with him. They can't discuss this because, you know, he just proves their point. Because Jews have this power. They really have this power. And, you know, if they use it to shut him up, people see that Jews are using the power to shut him up. And if they don't use it to shut him up, he's got a big enough platform that he can just keep talking.
I have a couple of points. Well, yeah, go ahead and finish, Patrick.
No, I'm just saying it's a conundrum for them. I'm finished.
No, it is. I agree. A couple of points. Two things I want to bring up is one that if the Jews really wanted to shut Kanye down, they could. That's point one, and I want to discuss that. But two, I want to make a comparison. to Vladimir Putin and Joseph Stalin, and the fact that they were both set up by Jews. So let's go to point one. This is something I brought up on Monday Night Show with Richard Carey and Greg McGill. If the Jews really wanted to, they could have the FBI under Merrick Garland raid Kanye, just like they did Trump and like they did General Flynn, if they really wanted to. And Richard's response was interesting. He said, well, if they did that, that would further prove Kanye's point. You know, if the FBI raided Kanye's house and took all of his stuff and or even arrested him, or even if they didn't arrest him, just took his stuff and made a big deal of it, you know, that's the thing. They're proving his point by doing that even more so than these different companies like Adidas or whatever his line of clothing is, or J.P. Morgan. Is it J.P. Morgan? No, it's Chase. It's Chase Banking that denied his bank account. So denying a bank account or like cutting ties with him contractually on clothing lines, that's one thing. But raiding his estate is a whole other level. But we saw that that's what they did with Trump and Flynn. But Trump and Flynn weren't openly, you know, criticizing the Jews. They were just seen as people that were, you know, Flynn and Trump were both seen as people that were against the current establishment. And that they could frame them as, oh, Russian stooges or whatever. So I guess that's my one point. I want to get your take on this. You know,
yeah.
Is that why they're not raiding Kanye? Why would the FBI not raid Kanye?
Oh, well, you might say, why haven't they raided him yet? I mean, they may very well. But, you know, it took a long time. I mean, it took a long time for them to get around to raiding Trump's thing at Trump's office. And that was his Mar-a-Lago home. And that was, I think that's pretty much backfired. You know, well, okay, there might be some sort of grand jury somewhere. There might be legal things. Well, he's had these legal possibilities looming over his head since he declared for the presidency in 2015. I mean, it's always been there. And you know, they raided his house. It didn't do anything to his popularity. He's still far and away the front runner for the Republican nomination.
It may have bolstered his popularity.
It very well may have, and it gives him some legitimacy. So you know, he hasn't shut up. You know, Flynn was effectively removed from office before he even got his seat warm, and he was placed in limbo for a while. And now he's a hero among us. You know, I guess among Q people and among some, you know, hardcore Trump people. Doesn't have nearly the high profile, but he hasn't exactly gone away. Trump certainly hasn't gone away. Trump is just looming over it's not as if Trump's a savior, but he is very much looming over the political situation. And, you know, two weeks from today, we should have a special live Patrick and Jeremy for this one, but you know, they're going to be the midterm elections, and we'll get a certain idea. We might not get the idea for another couple of days, but how much were they able to really institutionalize their ability to cheat on elections? And we'll see. But
I think we have an article on this. I'm going to check it real quick in the prep, but they're already trying to get ahead of this by saying something as ludicrous as China and Russia are trying to influence the midterms. And they're already trying to compensate for the red wave that they know is coming. Now, let me throw this disclaimer out. I don't think that the red wave is going to help us. I'm very pessimistic and black-pilled on that. But, you know, in the terms of how this political system is framed and the left-right paradigm, Republican-Democrat, you know, they're worried that Republicans are going to take over.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
In the terms of how this political system is framed and the left-right paradigm, Republican-Democrat, you know, they're worried that Republicans are going to take over the House and Senate. And so they're already trying to get ahead of this. And they put stuff out there saying that they think that China is going to influence the election.
Yeah, it's so funny. You've got the United States government, the Zio-American government, which is engaged in this massive, you know, military action in order to overthrow the government of Vladimir Putin, to overthrow the Russian government. And then you're going to have, like, the American media, the Jewish media. Was that redundant? And they're going to freak out if you know, there's $40,000 worth of Facebook ads that were purchased by some institute with a headquarters in St. Petersburg. I mean, it's just completely insane. It's as if, like, the entire world is just supposed to hold their breath for 2 years so we can have our sacred election without any foreign interference. You know, one last thing I want to say. David Brooks is a Jewish New York Times columnist. I say communist just because it's fun to say. He's kind of got a weird autism, and he's got an autism where he says what he thinks. So he doesn't always stay on script. I don't think he's particularly obnoxious. I used to enjoy watching him on the Friday night PBS NewsHour. Not that he's on our side, not that he's a good guy, but he's the type of person who will blurt things out. And, you know, he famously blurted out, and David Duke always repeats this, that he was giving a speech somewhere, and after the speech, a woman came up and said, well, what you're talking about is the Jewish takeover of America. And he writes that I looked at her and I knew she was Jewish and I knew she knew I was Jewish. And I have to admit, there was a lot of truth to what she just said. Well, he wrote that in his article.
The chosen getting in.
So, Brooks, once I was watching him and, he was on with the odious Judy Woodworth who was the MC, and then the other person, David Brooks, is the conservative panelist, and then the liberal panelist is this guy named Mark Shields, who I don't know if he's still alive. He's very old and very obese and never says anything at all interesting. But they were talking about Russian interference, Russian meddling in the election of Donald Trump. And Brooks just looks up and he says, well, look, I mean, you know, we in the news media, we've been meddling in election. We've been trying to meddle in elections for forever. And it's not that easy. He says, we've been trying to do this forever. And it's not that easy. And
so,
which is true. I mean, the idea that, other countries that they have, that anything they do that might have an influence on an American citizen vis-a-vis an election, that there's some, that somehow that is an act of war. It's retarded and insane and childish.
On this point, I want to bring up an article in our prep, NBCnews.com. Merrick Garland announces charges against 13 Chinese spy suspects. The attorney general wrote out three cases involving allegations of separate schemes to unlawfully
Schemes. Chinamen don't scheme. Jews scheme. Come on.
So now the new thing is going to be not Russia influenced the election, but China did. I guess because this whole thing with, you know, Putin and China, you know, and Putin's speech, and he's making, what they say is he's courting the right wing, in America, which I think he was just speaking to the Russian public is all he was doing, and speaking against transgenderism for kids and all of that. And the degeneracy of the West. So this article is saying that Garland is going to put forth this charge that China is going to influence our elections. That's the gist of it.
Yeah. Okay. And that's probably what they'll probably be saying that. And that will probably be the big excuse for the Democrats, when they likely are going to get trounced. We'll see. I'm going to be a poll watcher, and I suggest, you know, if you have the opportunity, be a poll watcher, and I'm going to vote up and down the ticket. Well, I'm going to vote in any contested election. I'm going to vote for the Republican if it's not contested. If it's not contested, I'm going to write in for Vladimir Putin or maybe Alexander Lukashenko. I'm going to do that. Absolutely.
Lukashenko, yes.
Because the Republicans completely suck. And even Donald Trump, who I still have some affection for, he is what he is. But while they completely suck, I would rather be I'd rather be headed towards the cliff in third gear than headed towards it in overdrive. You know, it gives us a little bit more time to work, a little bit easier work environment. But you know, I've been watching some of these debates. Yeah, I watched the debate between Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance in Ohio, and Tim Ryan called J.D. Vance a racist, and J.D. Vance says, "What? I've got biracial children." Okay, well, he's got biracial children. Most people don't have biracial children, so they're racist then, right? I mean, that's a stupid, stupid response. And then just now I was watching the debate between John Fetterman, the stroke victim, the guy who looks like Mr. Clean from the Mr. Clean detergent. He's enormous. He's this enormous Jew who just had a stroke and can't even understand English. You could see they weren't even hiding it. You could see the closed captioning that they were doing for him so he could understand the questions. And then he was struggling with his answers. But he's against Dr. Oz, and they're both like. At least John Fetterman has an excuse for being retarded and brain damaged. I mean, Oz was saying some really stupid stuff, you know, about China, about we need to stick it to Putin. The Iranians are going to nuke Israel. All this retarded stuff. And so for the most part, the Republicans are hopeless, but I think they are just a lot less effective in destroying the country. I think the Democrats are more effective in destroying the country. And well, so that's my position.
Let's speak to that point. Let's go down this rabbit hole. You're talking about heading over the cliff in third gear as opposed to heading over in overdrive.
Right.
There are some, and I have been sympathetic to this line of thinking. Let's see, the faster we head over the cliff, the better. Because the faster this system collapses, the better we are. Now, remember back in 2020, you know, you and I were pushing for Trump. We spoke out against the election hoax, as we should, because, you know, elections should be sacred in America. And they've totally trampled over that. And we should have spoke out against it. We should have voted for Trump. So I'm not backing down on that. But I've noticed that since Biden and Harris have been in office, and since things have gotten worse, I think there are more people that have woken up. What would you say to the theory that worse is better? I know we've discussed this before. I know, but just speak to it again, if you would. I would think it would be better for people to realize what's really going on rather than just to go slowly over the cliff.
Okay. Things have been bad enough for long enough that people just aren't waking up by themselves. And to the extent they're being woken up by the bad situation, they're not necessarily even responding to it in the right way. So in some cases they are. I mean, the stuff that was going on at school board meetings, that was good. But a lot of it is just they get their anger redirected somewhere else. They get their anger redirected at China, right? And that's a big deal. And who's really, I mean, still the support for Ukraine is nearly unanimous. You have some people who are saying, well, yeah, you know, Russia's horrible and Zelensky's a hero, but, you know, we've got inflation over at home, which is, I guess, better than the only alternative, which is nuclear war. But still, it's stupid. The thing is, people aren't waking up in the right way. It's expecting people to just wake up. Things have gotten so bad. We're like on the brink of nuclear war. We're on the brink of a complete end of civilization. And that's not like a collapse of the Soviet Union where there's something left over to rebuild. That is going back centuries or millennia, depending on how bad the war is, you know, just destroying civilization. So no, it's not, we're way beyond, you know, a collapse is something that we can rebuild out of. It's not. Well, so that's my
point. Let me give some anecdotal, points here for you to respond to on this point of worse is better. So in the last 2.5 years, we've seen a tyranny that America probably has not seen since its founding. Okay. And what has that produced? There have been states like Kentucky and Tennessee where legislatures have limited the power of the governor. I know in Kentucky, our you know, Democratic governor, they've limited his emergency powers to 30 days. They have enacted anti-mask legislation. They've said that school boards, local school boards, not the state school board, can, you know, have the autonomy over their students, whether they wear masks or not. There has actually been in Kentucky anti-COVID vaccine legislation. And there's been legislation stating in Kentucky that churches cannot be shut down during a so-called pandemic. Also, there's been legislation in Kentucky and Tennessee that have stated that, you know, protected children from transgenderism, that you know, in children's sports, the sex that you're born in is the sport that you must play in. So boys cannot play on girls' sports teams. There's been legislation to that effect. And one more anecdote, Vanderbilt, which has a children's hospital in it, a very, very big children's hospital in Nashville, they were doing transgender treatments, not only chemically, but surgically. And because there was Tennessee legislation that pushed back against that, Vanderbilt had to back off of that. And the legislation of Tennessee held them to account, Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. So in that aspect, worse is better has worked out good for us on a state level. Maybe you could talk to that point.
You well, see what I mean, those yeah. That's something. I'm not going to completely dismiss that. Those are things. But what else has been? I mean, if you look at, you can look at a little bit of progress that's been made, but just look at the massive amount of ground that's been lost, and just on the narrow issue of trannyism, because you were mentioning that.
Yep.
So now the line that is being defended, you know, in some states, the line that's being defended is, well, you should teach trannyism to kids below fourth grade, but from fourth grade on, it's okay. But even the very mainstream is, well, they should wait till they're 18. You know, once you're 18, yeah, do whatever you want. But until then, no. I mean, when you're 18, well, no. I mean, this kind of mutilation, this shouldn't be something that's accepted. People who want to mutilate themselves and amputate parts of their body are sick. And it's not just, well, we're going to permit it. But more broad than that, what's happened over the past two or three years, you've had the implementation of, you know, this police state infrastructure that we've been talking about, where, you know, people were required to show QR codes showing their level of, compliance with whatever it was at the time. It would be in this case, you know, in that case, it was typically the vaccine, but your level of, compliance with the vaccine mandate in order to get it, go into a restaurant, or in some countries, in order to, or it's like in Canada, in order to go into, to, grocery stores, in Slovenia in order to buy gasoline, and in America still today in a lot of cities like in Washington D.C. in order for a child to go to school, they've got to have these mandates, these vaccines. And then of course we're on the brink of nuclear war, so I mean we've lost a whole lot of ground, and we've lost it fast. And you know, if people want to say bad is better, look at how much we gave up in order to get a little bit of awakening and a little bit of pushback in, you know, one or two small areas. I don't think it's a good deal.
I think the point you're bringing up is valid. On a national level, the Overton window has shifted so far to the left, you know, where that, you know, governors like DeSantis in Florida are saying, well, okay, we're not going to do transgenderism before fourth grade. So that's a good example of how, you know, that's not a good thing. The Overton window has shifted. It has pushed more conservative states harder. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like it's a bittersweet. The more conservative areas and states and municipalities, have gotten stronger on their pushback to the federal government because of this worse is better thing. But overall, as you're pointing out, on a national level, the window has been shifted far to the left, and that can never be reversed. It doesn't seem like.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are certain things that once they've been established are hard to remove. The Jews in Israel call them facts on the ground. They'd like to build settlements in Palestinian territories. They would be facts on the ground, but facts on the ground can be other things. Facts on the ground can be the boomers' mulatto grandchildren. Okay. I mean, yeah. You're talking like when I'm running into people, I'm always talking to strangers. When I'm talking to strangers, I'm talking to some boomer. I have to be conscious that if I say something, you know, they may well have a mulatto grandchild, right? It's so common. And, that's a fact on the ground, and that can't be pushed back. I think in some ways, it's not so much that the Overton window is being shifted to the right or to the left. I think actually in a lot of ways, the Overton window has been expanded. So yeah, like there's a lot of things that you wouldn't have really been able to conceive of on the left that now are pretty common. So the gay marriage, the trannyism, a lot of stuff like that, and the blatant anti-whiteism. But it's also going on the other way. So that's why I say it's expanding. The idea of literal secession from the United States, which was endorsed, I believe, or at least, you know, kind of tacitly endorsed by the Republican Convention of Texas, you know, the Republican State Convention. And, you know, it's talked about, and also people talking about civil war, which is probably just kind of like boomer posting. But, yeah. And now, but finally, let's just get back to the original theme. Kanye's really, really expanding it or shifting it, because now he's talking about Jewish power, and you know, the Jews' reaction is to try to cancel him, and then some try to force him to apologize, and you know, it's not working. So far, he's just doubling down, and he's still making the rounds, and he's still being heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Force him to apologize, and you know, it's not working. So far, he's just doubling down, and he's still making the rounds, and he's still being heard. But you know, we're starting to run out of time.
Well, real quick, to your point of secession, worse is better. I think I can make a case of that, in that many states like Kentucky and Tennessee are pushing legislation and have enacted legislation that is totally against the federal, paradigm of tranny, you know, child trannyism and, COVID measures. So that's one good thing that came out of it. But, I don't know. Are we out of time? Do we have time to go to the Stalin Putin comparison, or do we need to wait?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
You and Cato on today's show were doing a good breakdown of communism. and you were talking about China, and there was a comparison made. I mean, you were speaking, you were educating Cato, you know, on the fact that there were two factions of Jews in the Soviet communist era, and they couldn't, you know, they were vying for power. So they said, well, let's just put Stalin in charge.
Well, that's not what I said. That's what Cato said.
That's what Cato said. You're correct.
Yeah.
But then Stalin turned against like both factions and established himself. I was making a comparison of that to Putin. And maybe it's not a good one. I don't know. You can tell me. But, you know, Putin found himself in a situation where he was in the middle of Jewish oligarchs who were vying for power. And he sort of chose one side over the other in order to get himself established into power. I wonder if you could speak to that.
Yeah.
Is there a viable comparison between Putin and Stalin?
Well, to an extent. Now, what I had, when Cato said what he said, I said my understanding, based on Stephen F. Cohen, is that really there were three factions. There was a Jewish faction, which was the largest faction of the Bolsheviks. There was like a Russian/Slavic faction, like a European kind of faction that was smaller. And then there was also a Caucasian, Caucasus Mountains, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan faction. And those two smaller factions, Stalin really represented the Caucasian faction, and he allied himself initially with Bukharin and the Slavic Russian faction, and wound up purging the big Jews, but then turned against Bukharin and the Russian faction, and implemented the Jews' original program. That was what I said. But you know, there's something to that, because Stalin, he was somebody who the Jews initially trusted, who Lenin initially trusted, because this power struggle happened after Lenin's stroke. He's somebody that Lenin initially trusted, and then he was able to take over. I think Putin is, there's certain similarities, but Putin's was much more stealthy. I mean, he was literally put in power not through a struggle. He was parachuted in there by the Jewish oligarchy. And then once he consolidated power, then he turned it against them. Whereas, maybe you could say Stalin, turned against them in the midst of a power struggle, not after having consolidated power, but in the process of consolidating power. That's kind of a short answer. Maybe we can talk about it more in another opportunity.
Well, we're about to go live on.
We are.
In plain sight. So
oh, yeah. Oh, my, no, my we already extensions. Are. It's too late. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Patrick. You said classy. Bye.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's SusannasSecret.com. SusannasSecret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.